Hi, I'm David Bush, executive chef at St. Francis Winery, inviting you to come enjoy a wine and food pairing, highlighting the very best of Sonoma. You can find us at stfranciswinery.com.
You're listening to iWine Radio. Welcome to Wine and Dine Radio. I'm Lynn Crelo-Chamberlain.
Hi there, this is Andreas Larson.
Hi, this is John Capon.
My name is Mathur Jaffrey.
Hi, my name is Heike Platter. I'm from the Alto Adige region, or Südtirol.
Hi, my name is Paul Dolan. I am absolutely passionate about growing organic and biodynamic fruit for our wines.
Hello, my name is Lorena Garcia.
Hello, my name is Fritz Maytag.
This is Joyce Bach. I'm the author of Foodie Fight.
Hi, this is Lydia Mandavi, founder of 29 Cosmetics.
Cheers, this is Rob Barnett, CEO and founder of FinVillage.com, where wine lovers connect.
If you happen to be traveling out to wine country in Northern California this summer, we have some ideas for you, actually spring and summer, and that is that St. Francis Winery and Vineyards in Sonoma County, located on Highway 12 in Santa Rosa, has just launched a new menu and culinary program that includes seasonal wine and food pairing menu, private estate dining, estate vineyard tours, and tastings. And joining us today on Wine and Dine is the executive chef, David Bush, who is behind this all. And I thank you so very much for joining us today. David, you've been with St. Francis Winery for how long?
It will be 6 years this June, so in a couple weeks, 6 years.
Wow. And you've been in a culinary professional for a number of years.
Yeah, I've been in kitchen since I was 14. I started washing dishes at a pizzeria in West St. Paul, Minnesota, and never looked back. Eventually, I ended up at the California Culinary Academy early in the 90s, and worked in San Francisco for a number of years before moving to Sonoma, eventually landing here at St. Francis Winery.
Did you help your mother with the dishes?
Did I help my...
Yeah.
I did the dishes when mother asked me to do them.
But it wasn't a voluntary thing.
No, the voluntary part was eating her pancakes, which I still look forward to every time I go and visit her today.
Oh, my gosh. Does she put, like, fruit or chocolate or something in her pancakes?
No, she does just a very simple pancake that she's been cooking in the same cast iron pan for I don't know how long now. But I can never get my pans as well seasoned as hers is.
Oh, that makes sense. That makes sense.
Yeah, I don't know how she's done it, but she has some sort of magic mechanic.
Of course. That's what mothers are supposed to be able to do also. So when you were in culinary school, did you have a specific area of expertise or focus that you really caught your attention that you wanted to excel in?
Well, I knew I didn't want to be a baker or a pastry chef. I love the excitement of working on the Hyatt line, and I had a very specific order of things that I wanted to accomplish as a young cook, and one of which was, it sounds pompous now, but was to be the best line cook in San Francisco, and then to move on and be the best sous chef in San Francisco, and then eventually attain a chef position. So, you know, I took a very sort of orderly approach to it and figured that I needed to hone my skills before ever even attempting to create anything. I just wanted to be the best at recreating what really good chefs were teaching me.
Where did this spark come from? Were your family members really good cooks, or did you watch cooking shows on television? I mean, where did this all come from?
Well, you know, I needed money when I was young, and the only job I could get was as a dishwasher because, you know, when you're 14, you don't know how to do anything other than, you know, complain and eat. And Carboni's Pizzeria in West St. Paul, Minnesota was hiring for dishwashers, and I went in there, and, you know, I love the environment of the kitchen. I'm a little bit...
Adrenaline junkie?
I wouldn't say adrenaline junkie as much as I'm a little bit dysfunctional behind a desk or in a regular workspace.
Okay.
And so being on my feet, moving quickly, thinking quickly...
Yes.
Acting accordingly under pressure, I really thrive on those types of things. I love the high-stress environment. And, you know, it's a little different now because I'm a lot older and I'm at a winery where things are, in a beautiful winery, where things are a little bit less fast-paced than working a busy kitchen in San Francisco or some other large city. But still, the challenges are all still there. And it's an environment that has been really good for me to grow and thrive in.
There's still that anticipation of the execution being just what you expect, what you're demanding from your creations in the kitchen, and seeing the satisfied look on customers' faces.
Well, yeah. I mean, every time we do a wine and food pairing here, which is a six-course wine and food adventure, as I call it,
yeah.
And I see the plates coming out exactly as I envisioned them, you know, and I see the same plates over and over again, it makes me happy. And what's great about here is that I actually get to go out afterwards, after the last course has been served, and interact with the guests. And, you know, it's exciting to see how thrilled they are about how the food and wine work together, and really opening people's eyes about how food and wine interact and what they can do to one another. Because for a lot of people, it's still a very new thing. People like you and me have been doing this for quite a while and aren't maybe quite as surprised as some people who come out to wine country for their first time. And, you know, a lot of people tell me, this is my first ever wine and food pairing.
Wow.
And
yes.
So, you know, it's exciting to get their reactions.
And to be a part of that.
Yeah, no, it's really fun.
There are a lot of reasons when people go to the website for St. Francis to be joining the winery club, because, for instance, the seated wine and food pairing, which has three seatings Friday through Sunday, two seatings Monday and Thursday, is a substantial savings. $42 a head if you're not a member, $33.60 if you are.
Yeah, it's, I mean, that's why we've been voted one of the best wine clubs in America. I mean, the perks that club members get at St. Francis Winery, not only with the discounts on the wine and food pairings, and we also do cheese and charcuterie plates,
yeah,
that diners can enjoy seated on our either our tasting room terrace or our Syrah patio behind the dining room. But, you know, you get great wine, you get to come visit the facility and taste for free and bring some guests, and we have our, you know, big annual events like our Fandango, which is coming up in June, and our lobster dinner, and all these great things that are really exclusive to wine club members. So it's not just the discounts. There's a lot of really fun stuff happening year-round that wine club members get to come and enjoy.
Okay, I want to throw out real quick that there are several recipes available on St. Francis website, and we'll have a link up to that. Before we run out of time, go in the direction that you also, because this is really cool, and I don't think, I don't hear wineries doing this except for media, but you offer private dining room for the evening with seven courses, seven wines. Of course, people have to pre-register, hold that space or whatever, but talk to us about those opportunities.
Yeah, our private estate dinners, we launched those this year, and they have been very successful as my hours have gone way up since I started this program. Sometimes you better think before you pitch new ideas to your boss. But no, they're very successful. It's really a great experience for families, or we're getting a lot of groups who are coming to wine country together, maybe a group of six or eight couples who want to have a private wine and food pairing multi-course experience. And the great part about this is that you really get the entire winery for the evening. It's a beautiful view. We have probably the best view, well, I'm a little biased, in Sonoma Valley. And private service, and you really get to, we have a large round table that seats up to 16. And it's a great way to experience wine country and everything that Sonoma has to offer. I use fruits and vegetables and as much as I can
local.
From local producers. And, you know, it's a seven-course experience. Everything is paired with a wine from St. Francis, one of our artisan wines. And there's a small reception at the beginning, so we you come in, you're greeted by one of our wine hosts, and you relax a little bit, maybe watch the sunset, and then you sit down around this round table, and it says seven courses, but I always throw in a couple extra surprises.
Ooh. And David, would that, if people were interested, could they also request like a private tour of the winery or something?
Sure, we can do that also. We do vineyard tours. We will do as much as we can to accommodate what the guests would like to experience while they're here. So if part of what they want is a tour or a tasting along with the dinner, then we will do our best to accommodate whatever they want to do.
And there is a Win the Wine Country Wedding of Your Dreams contest going on the website. And do you know the deadline for that? I should have looked that up.
I am not sure about the deadline for that, but I would think it's maybe by the end of the summer.
But people, you also, I guess it's a $40,000 prize, okay, but I don't know. They don't even give a date. But people come to St. Francis for their weddings also?
They do. You know, we do a number of weddings, and it's really a beautiful venue to seal yourself to someone forever.
Mm. Executive Chef for St. Francis Winery and Vineyards, David Bush, we thank you so very much for joining us today on Wine and Dine.
Thank you. It's been my pleasure.
The winery is also very, very green, and you can learn more on their website, stfranciswinery.com.
iWine Radio is a production of Food Tastes Better with Wine on the web at iWineRadio.com.